Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Milwaukee. Her preaching today is entitled, Everywhere Signs.
This is a small portion of the reading from the book of the prophet Micah. You, O mortals, have been told what is good, and what the Most High requires of you. Only to do justice, and to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God. In a small portion from the Gospel of Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. And Jesus said in reply, An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah, the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. The reading and the gospel for today remind me of a 70s song by five-man electrical band. It's called Signs and starts like this. And the sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you'll do. So I took off my hat and said, imagine that. Me working for you. The song continues by asking questions about whether fences are meant to keep people out or to keep Mother Nature in. Questions about why there are signs that prevent people who don't have, quote, appropriate dress from eating, even if and when they are literally starving. In Micah, God seems frustrated with Israel because God has given them multitudes of signs. God says, Oh, my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and released you from the place of slavery. I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. What more do you want? What other signs do you need to see? What do you want from me? All I want is for you to do justice, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with me, to be grounded in me. In Matthew, Jesus is fed up. He has performed signs and miracles galore, and still the scribes and Pharisees want yet another. Jesus refuses, except for the sign of Jonah, swallowed by a whale, who ended up with a bad case of indigestion and spit Jonah out after 3 days and three nights. We are literally surrounded by signs from and of God. The miracle of the turning of the world after a rain, the giggles and innocence of children, an unexpected smile and helping hand, a hug, sent virtually or otherwise. People helping each other, putting others' lives and health before their own desires. We are surrounded by the hope of the Paschal mystery embodied by Jesus. When we fall again and again, we get up. And when we can't get up, we help each other rise. We are called to do justice, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with our God. In the end of the song, five-man electrical band sings one more verse that says, And the sign said, Everybody's welcome. Come in. Kneel down and pray. But when they passed around the plate at the end of it all, I didn't have a penny to pay. So I got me a pen and a paper, and I made up my own little sign. I said, thank you, Lord, for thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine. May we read the signs all around us. Do justice, seeking right relationship with God, with one another, and with all of creation. May we act out of true goodness of the heart, seeking the common good. And may we always walk humbly with our God.